twice in Hudson Hall, but only one will be for a public performance.
I have a very special question. This is the first time bringing a Broadway musical on Broadway, and you choose Beauty and the Beast as the dancers. And how the cast...
Talking for your name's sake, Jesus, Mary, Magdalene, you are you okay? Sitting by the well, Jill, you're falling down the hill, Jack and everybody laugh.
Don't you pray, to a cocaine Jesus in a black four seat. I've got a man, don't need him, but you wait. Call me when you want, or just call me when you need it, if you only ever need it for the day.
You are tuning in to WGXE 90.7 FM, and you're listening in Catskill, Acre, Hudson, or if you're listening online, that's cool too. We have a great show today for you planned, and we'll be right back after the news, weather, and a song.
From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News.
Kevin Frey reports for New York State of Politics that two Hudson Valley congressional representatives are sniping at each other as Democrats want to increase the country's debt limit, while Republicans will only agree to that if Democrats agree to spending cuts. Republican Mark Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, said, and I quote, "We can neither default nor can we sustain the rate of spending," end quote. Democrat Pat Ryan is complaining about the spending cuts the Republicans are demanding, even though increasing the country's debt limit was previously routine and nonpartisan. Ryan said, and I quote, "The money has to come from somewhere when you make cuts across the board," end quote. And that means, Ryan said, that veterans will see cuts. Molinaro said, and I quote, "It's an outright lie that, quite frankly, doesn't astonish me. We have already moved forward with robust veteran funding," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Environmental Protection Agency will begin soil sampling after Memorial Day to see the level of toxic PCBs in the lower Hudson River. Monthly water sampling is being conducted in Poughkeepsie, Albany, and Troy for a year, and fish and blue crab are also being collected to see the impact of the dredging and removal of contaminated soil from the upper Hudson River. General Electric, the company responsible for putting the toxins in the Hudson River, paid for that dredging, and some activists want them to do more. The EPA's Gary Kowinski said, and I quote, "We collect recently deposited sediment. We're collecting sediment where we collect fish, and we are collecting high-resolution sediment, essentially to put a tube into the bottom of the river, pull it out, and you take each of the layers out of that tube and analyze them," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Greenville School System is holding a public forum about the books in the library from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on May 30th in the high school middle school library. One parent complained about one book recently in the Greenville School Library, and the district has responded by explaining their policy. Earlier in May, the district released a, and I quote, "Library Collection Guidelines," end quote, document, and is now holding a public forum to explain their library policies. Superintendent Michael Bennett said, and I quote, "This session will be an opportunity for parents, educators, and community stakeholders to provide constructive feedback and suggestions regarding student access to books within the library," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, May 26th. Just want to thank everyone that came out to Left Bank Ciders last night, made some new friends over there, and finished off the soups. And that is double good, because last night was cold and perfect for full tummies. Local early morning temperatures range from 32 freezing degrees in Steventown to 45 degrees in Voorheesville. Regional average soil temperature is 54 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be high, and they are expected to stay that way for the weekend. Water your plants. Soil is dry. Some fog could be expected to be drifting around this morning, but should disappear by 9 a.m. We get a high of 71 degrees at 5 p.m. Conditions will range from cool to comfortable most of the day, with a moderate wind and sunny skies. 45 degrees overnight takes us into a sunny and warm Saturday. High of 77 happens at 5 p.m. Overnight temperatures drop to 50 degrees. Then, on Sunday, things get pretty warm, hitting 83 at 4 p.m. Overnight, 55 degrees. Still good sleeping weather. Monday, Memorial Day, we hit a high of 84. still mostly sunny. Get those sprinklers ready and be sure to have sunscreen or proper clothing on hand. The UV exposure is going back up, and some of you will feel it after prowling those yard sales all day long. Or perhaps you'll be down by the river, where the low tide happens at 2:27 a.m., high tide at 8:33 a.m., low tide again at 3:33 p.m., and high tide once again at 9:32 p.m. The river temperature will be 63 degrees, the tide strength will be low, and those conditions are expected to stay that way all weekend, so if that's the kind of paddle you're looking for, get out there. Sunset today will be at 8:04 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:22 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances have dropped to 5%, and a possible coronal mass ejection could be coming by today. I think I'm going to start calling them Hadouken. Big, strong, electrically and magnetically charged plasma balls that don't move particularly fast. For instance, this Hadouken was released 4 days ago. Yeah, that totally works for me. Plasma winds will be average at 468 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 121, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. Coronal mass ejection sounds like something I can't say on the radio anyway.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE Wayfarm, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I am your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined by my lovely sound engineer,
DJ Somebody. Wait, no, can I do that again?
Yeah.
All right. Wait, which one is it? Okay, okay, gotcha, gotcha.
So,
okay.
Those
wait,
of you
wait,
listening.
Wait.
Oh.
DJ Shamoney.
There we go. Those of you listening, we recently got a new soundboard. Last show, it might have been a little bit finicky. But today, we got it all mastered. We got some special effects. And we're going to be doing a little bit, almost like personality quizzes, like what Pokemon are
you? Oh, really?
What character are you?
Do you actually want to?
Yeah, I was feeling that. That's right, kind of what we were doing, right, you know, a little bit off air. We were doing which Pokemon you were.
All right, all right. I'll look up like a quiz or something like that. All you right, feel me?
You. Mm-hmm. We can both take it at the same time.
All right. So how do you want to do this show? I will let this one be up to you. Do you want to do it with its sound effects?
You know, we can have sound effects.
I got you.
You know, cool. And if we're playing and we're gonna do Pokemon, which Pokemon?
Ow! My apologies.
We did not mean to flashbang you. That is not our intention.
All right, wait. Maybe that will be better.
But as I was saying, if we're gonna do a Pokemon quiz, we gotta put on some Pokemon music.
All right. I think I fixed it. My lovely people, we will do this with a little bit of a. How do you want to do this? Let's see. We can try five. Do you want to try five?
Yeah. And if you're at home, too, you can completely play along. Just look up on your phone, on your computer, right, on your Samsung smart fridge if you have that. And also, if you have that, I'm going to come over and eat all your snacks, but that's unrelated. But, yeah, and we're just going to – you can look up Pokemon Quiz, right, click right, whatever one you want, you know.
Right. I got you right now.
And we got to have the Pokemon music all in right, the
background,
so, too.
So, we could – we're going to be on one. Wait, no, we're on nine, but, like, I want to be on eight. All right. That's enough. Okay. Pokemon quiz. This was very last minute. I hope you guys know this.
Very. Today has been very chaotic, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. At least for me.
All right. I'm doing focus first one. Let's see. What's some music? Bonk. Bonkai.
Gotta have that Pokemon music. Little Root Town.
All right. So... honestly, how was your guys' day?
Yeah, that's a good question. Everybody listening at home, make sure you're having a great day. Make sure you're taking care of yourself, because without you, we wouldn't be possible. And, you know, we could ask for a donation. We could ask for a lot of your money. But we're just...
we could ask for a lot of your money?
But we're just going to ask that you take care of yourself. Have you been drinking water? Have you been staying hydrated?
That is a good question. Have you been drinking
Have
water?
Have you been getting enough sleep?
Have take you been getting enough yourself. Sleep?
I've been getting enough sleep.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of
sleep.
Excess amounts of sleep.
How much sleep are we talking about? Like decent, a good amount of sleep? Or like?
Like 9 to 10 hours.
All right. What was the one song that you wanted?
Little Root.
Oh, that's what it was. Little Root Town.
Yeah, this one's the classic. This one just hits me with nostalgia every time.
All right, let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, full quiz.
Whoa, what's that one?
I don't
know. Nah, you're on something else. That's you gotta guess all the Pokemon.
Oh my god.
No. We're not doing this.
We're not doing this.
How many Pokemon are there now? Is there over 1,000?
Pokemon quizzing games? Let's see. Oh, a Pokemon.
Yeah, over 1,000 Pokemon now, so.
Alright, we're gonna do a Pokemon quiz. What Pokemon are you, I guess this is?
Right. Nah, you're doing quizzes like you gotta answer the question.
Oh.
You gotta do which character are you Pokemon.
Alright. okay. Oh my gotcha, I gotcha. 3, 2. Alright. Let's see this.
Some classic Pokemon.
Okay, I found it. What Pokemon are you?
Here, we're gonna do different tests too.
Alright. We're doing different tests?
Just, yeah.
Alright, I gotcha.
Probably have different answers. You can read off your questions and I can read off mine.
Alright.
And that way, if you're listening at home, you don't gotta worry about doing this. Just look up which Pokemon character you are.
Alright.
We're just chilling, you know?
First question.
You're driving in the car, do not play this quiz while driving.
Nah,
if you're chilling in the front seat, do it, you know? I mean... Nah, I'm not forcing you to. That kind of sounded aggressive.
Right.
You know, you can do it.
Alright. So, you send a post... Wait. You send a postcard to a friend. What... Ex-
unexpected news do you have to share? What what exciting news do you have to share?
I have a good question.
I won a contest. I visited...
What?
A real museum.
Oh.
Or a neat museum.
Oh, let's see.
I explored a new trail. I made a new friend. I took a spa day.
I made a new friend.
My question was, where would you build your dream home? And on the cave... Or in a cave on the side of the mountain, someplace with the view of the ocean, in the city where there's lots of things to do, on a prairie where I can watch lightning storms for miles away, in a desert where it's hot, or high on top of a mountain. I'm going to go someplace with the view of the ocean.
Really?
That way you can swim, too. That's going to give me a water type watch.
You being a water type.
All right. Aw. My next question is, what's your favorite thing to do with a pup?
Ooh, my question is, what do you value the most? Relaxation. Knowledge, family and friends, competition.
Ooh.
And the first one, my friend, is
competition. For you, it's either between family and friends or competition.
Or adventure, right? Or it could be adventure. I do like a little bit of adventure, just a little bit though. Let's see, what do I want mine to be? I'll say family and friends. Next question.
My question is, what's your favorite dessert? And from the questions, I'm going to have to go with a bowl of mixed berries. That's an interesting dessert.
A bowl of mixed berries.
You know, berries are fire, bro. That's going to give me grass type watch.
So you want a bowl of mixed berries?
Whoa, this is a good question.
All right, what is it? All right, oh, my question or your question?
My question is, what's your dream job? And yours is...
Where would you go for your dream vacation? Okay, now we know what that's from. That's from our headsets being too close. Cool.
Definitely don't want to be a librarian.
Oh my god, a librarian sounds terrible.
No, this is to librarians. It's just, that sounds like way too much work for me.
I'm gonna say a hot spring.
Plus, I'm terrible at work.
I said a hot spring. Now we're going to do 12 people. We're going to switch it. We want to sound a little more sophisticated, you feel me? Okay, now.
I've been blitzing through mine.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to do this.
Friends describe... Oh, you're letting me answer this question. You don't get a pick. The question is, how would your friends describe you? So, obviously, that's my answer.
Wow. All right. Dang.
What? Between all the answers, friendly, passionate, resourceful, adventurous, and cool, probably passionate.
All right. What's your next question?
My next question is, what's your favorite season?
Probably summer.
Yeah.
Summer or winter?
I don't know. I like spring.
Really? Oh, yeah. I'll take spring. I forgot about spring. Ooh, what's your favorite snack? Sour gummies.
Gummies for sure. I love sour.
Chips and salsa. I like it spicy. Blueberries. Nature's candy. Smoothies. To keep it cool. Chocolate chip cookies. A classic snack. I'm going to say, blueberries.
Blueberries are fire. Blueberries are one of my favorite flavors.
What's your next question?
What?
We're on sound effect 13.
Random sound effects. What's your idea of a relaxing vacation?
Ooh, that is a good one, but now we're
going. Oh my god, want to hear one of the answers on here?
Sure.
A staycation in my man cave.
A staycation in your man cave?
I mean, that's valid. I don't blame
a staycation,
bro? Skydiving's an answer? I want to skydive.
You want to skydive? Everything you could do, you want to skydive.
You're more likely to die from getting in a car and driving from point A to B than skydiving.
Oh my god, okay. What one thing... what's one thing you can't leave the house without? My glasses, my smile, my backpack, my headphones. My headphones.
Want to hear this question?
Wow.
What's your ideal pet? And the answers are a domesticated raccoon, a Maine Coon cat, a Japanese fighting fish, a monitor lizard, a hamster, or a pit bull?
I'm going to say a pit bull.
I'm getting a domesticated raccoon. I've always wanted a raccoon. They're little thieves.
All right. Tell me when you're done, because I finished one. You're done?
Yeah, I picked raccoon. Oh, no, I didn't finish mine.
All right, do you want me to tell you mine and do another one?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Because I got a normal tape, sadly.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. These questions. What do you do when you're bored? And you want to hear the two answers that are right next to each other? It goes from take a hot bath to plan world domination. Like, I feel like those are... Like, that's a big jump.
I'm doing world domination, my friend.
I collect neither of those.
Try a general quiz. What is this? This is from the Pokemon website.
What's your least favorite... Ooh, washing the dishes.
Oh, wait, no.
What's your least favorite chore? What's your favorite beverage? Soda! Or sparkling water. No, Red Bull is on here. Oh, hell yeah. Excuse my language, but I actually drink a Red Bull before every show just so I
got that really bad.
What do you mean, once a week? That's not that
bad. Okay, oh, once a week?
I mean, really. That's probably a bit more. All right, well, it won't let me change my answer, so I guess sparkling water.
I found the actual quizzes I needed. All right. Which Pokemon character are you? Oh, this is character, not Pokemon. Alrighty. Answers below. Which Pokemon character are you? Answer. Ooh. All right. Can we do this one together?
Yes, I am almost finished. Ooh.
Dun, 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 dun. I know y'all hear the music in the background. Are y'all vibing to the music in the background? Please tell me. I would really love to know. Please.
Why was my quiz so much longer than yours?
That's because you picked a weird one, buddy.
What's your favorite superhero? That's a good question. Or which comic book?
Which comic book?
Is this an 8-bit version of Linkin Park? That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It doesn't say that's 8-bit, but it's 8-bit. Alright.
What questions do I got? Ah!
Ooh, this one's cool. This sound effects is cool. Alright, now we're back to something normal, but I do want to know is what, ow, I apologize, my lovely people.
What's your favorite way to play Minecraft?
What is your favorite play to, what is, of those that words?
No, I play online.
You play online with friends? Really?
That's why I know.
That's like the first thing you would say? Yeah. Playing online with friends. Cool. My apologies. Let's see.
Alright, what's another question?
Okay, besides Pokemon, what other questions should we do?
Have we done what superhero are you?
Oh, that's lame. I got...
What?
You got a normal type Pokemon.
Yeah.
I got an actual answer.
What'd you get?
I got Pikachu.
Oh, that's...
I could see that. But I hate how it's so generic. Come on, give me Jigglypuff. That matches my
bro,
hair.
Bro, you're not a Jigglypuff, bro. I'm sorry. Okay.
You're just mad that I'm the franchise.
Easy start. Pick a color. Type. Forget every color. I'm gonna say green.
Wait, hold on. Which Avenger are you?
No. What? No, it says, I already forgot what this question was.
Yeah, to which Avenger are you?
No, I don't think it said what Avenger. It just said, like, it said easy start. Pick a color.
I got it.
But I picked, what superhero are you?
So, today, you know, we gotta get that Avengers background music. I'm thinking Endgame.
All right, I got you. So, honestly, what's your favorite thing to do?
Wait, hold on. I need to get that website.
Oh, this one?
Hey,
I got you. Hey, Wise.
Got it.
Got you right now. We love our Endgame. We love Endgame. Alrighty.
Alright, here we go. I found the same one.
Did you?
What? They don't even got pink as their favorite color?
Nope. That's why it's goated.
Right, all right, that's all right, closest all right. To pink.
This one is what weapon are words? No words, both.
Words change realities. That's what I picked.
Ooh, I'm going to say both.
The options are... Oh,
my
pick
fault.
A school subject.
I thought you were...
There you go. And the options are sports, economics, languages, school, why bother, art and design, and science.
Ooh.
I like science. I like learning about the mechanism of learning. Scientific method have gotten us so far.
I'm gonna say art and design. Wait,
no. Ooh, art is.
They don't have math on here.
They don't got music either.
They don't have math. So I'm gonna say science.
What's your favorite sport? Throwing. Don't you do.
What's your.
Or
what's,
no, wait. You, I'm not sure if that's your favorite.
Oh, football. I'm gonna say football for me.
I don't know. Like, what's athletics?
Do you so work big. Well with others?
Yeah.
If I have to.
I'm a pretty good leader. So I said yes if I'm in charge.
A great leader should be.
Mission focused, prepared to make tough decisions, team focused, cautious, powerful. Oh, these are all great.
Ooh. I would say prepared to make tough decisions.
Yeah, it's either that or team focused for me. Because. As a leader, you don't want to play to your own strengths. You want to play to the team's strengths.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
But you also do have to prepare.
You have to be aware.
Tough decisions. But if you're team-focused, then you can also rely on your allies to make tough decisions, too, at the same time. So I'm going to say team-focused includes that.
Team-focused, I'm going to say to make tough decisions.
Ooh, pick a field of science. Definitely not aerospace engineering. I hate math, and that's going to have a lot of math in it.
Biology
is interesting. Chemistry is interesting. Physics is interesting. Genetics. These are all interesting.
I'm saying genetics,
except
bro.
Except aerospace engineering.
I'm saying genetics.
Physics is like the language of the universe.
I said genetics.
Physics
what about you?
Physics is at the bottom of all of
what
them.
Did you say?
Physics.
Physics?
Yeah.
I said genetics. A hero's best ability. It's there. Wit.
Yeah.
Grits. Strength. Speed. Kindness. Agility.
You have to be smart as a hero. You can't pick battles that you will lose, because then you'll just get everybody killed.
What's considered grit? Like never giving up?
Grit or wit?
This one.
Gadgets?
Gadgets, wits.
Wit is like your intelligence. And decision-making ability. And cleverness.
I'm gonna say kindness.
Oh, describe your fashion sense.
Wait, hold on. I wasn't prepared
wow.
for that. I wasn't prepared for
I
that.
I got called out by this one.
It's all about the suits. Wait, what's the question?
Describe your fashion sense, and I got called out by the last answer. Flamboyant yet practical is out there, and I didn't even have to think about it.
I don't even know what.
Ooh, I like the next question.
Slick and minimalist.
If we get the same one, that's gonna be so lame.
I don't know what it would be. I'm gonna say C.
I think I. Ooh. Who, okay. So now let's just take a little bit of a question. I'm gonna ask you. Which one do you think you're gonna get, and which one do you want to get?
Like, real, I kind
of
want to get like.
For those of you listening,
I
want to
get like. I want to get like. It's between Iron Man. It's between Iron Man, Hulk, Spider Man, or Cap. That's it.
I mean, that's a lot there.
Actually, no. I kind of. But my top three is kind of like between like Spider Man.
Yeah. And if you're at home hearing superheroes, that's because we're doing a superhero quiz here on Clubhouse Radio.
We
and
also,
we're broadcasting.
We also forgot to say that you're listening to.
Ooh, Clubhouse Radio broadcasting. You got to do it. You've got the echo.
All right. You're listening to Clubhouse Radio broadcasting, Acre, Catskill, and
Hudson. Sorry, I was drinking, Mom.
Wow. All
right. In a crisis.
Okay.
What do you do?
Ooh, look within. Get sneaky. Find,
I would say look
hidden.
Within. I meditate a lot.
Smash things, have fun, gather the team. I'm gonna say look within. Okay.
Ooh, I like this one.
You're outnumbered. What do you do? Trust your weapon. Wait, hold on. Okay, we're gonna go back and forth. Wait, did you answer it already?
My answer is between two.
Wait.
I didn't pick it yet.
You didn't pick it though, right? Okay, we're gonna read the answer. The first one, A.
Become increasingly powerful.
Trust your weapon.
Oh, I was in a different order.
You read B.
Simply change the situation.
Oh, is that which one you picked?
Nah. I don't know. It's either that or rely on teammates.
So, sacrifice myself for them, for the team. I will say, like, if it really comes down to it, I'll pick a D.
Actually, simply change the situation. What I like to do is, when I'm outnumbered, is you gotta find ways to separate your enemies.
Nah, that's true.
And then you fight them one-on-one.
Alright.
What's your motivation?
You can read this one.
Changing loyalties? Okay, so, like, trying to get people on your side?
Revenge? No, I think that means, like, switching teams. That's what I think.
No, I think it means, like, changing other people's loyalties.
Okay.
Saving the world, to know what's real. I just want some peace, community. Oh, that's a lot. That's tough.
I just want some peace, community, revenge. And what's the question? What motivates you?
It's in between community. I just want some peace and to know what's real.
And to say it again?
And to know what's real. To be honest, though, epistemically...
I want to know what's real.
Who cares what's real? I just want some peace.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say I want to know what's real. Alright, what's your ideal weapon?
I can't.
I'm the weapon. All of them.
I clicked all of them.
Something.
Can never be too prepared.
Ooh. An intelligent suit. Energy weapon. I'm gonna say I'm the weapon.
Okay. For this one, the question is...
This one is you because I read the last one.
Okay, fine. You've beaten the bad guys. How you gonna celebrate?
Time with loved one.
Almost burped.
Something magical. A spa day. Planning the next mission. Going out for pizza.
Pizza's valid,
a huge party.
I picked time with loved one. As an extrovert who has social anxiety, I just gotta spend time with the ones I love to get
my... I'm an overthinker. I overthink about everything. I'm saving planning for next mission. Alright, your favorite childhood is...
Childhood memory, I think. They meant to
say. Wait, what?
But it doesn't say.
Your favorite childhood is...
Oh, no, toy.
Game console.
Yeah, game console.
Dressing up in costume. Stress ball. Toy sword and shield. Ooh, I'm gonna say game console, bro. Which one are you on? Are you on this one?
Yeah.
Okay, we're.
I also pick game console.
Okay, this one is yours.
Pick an ideal night at home. You're gonna have a romantic dinner, some drinking and carousing, cleaning and sharpening weapons, a movie marathon, some quiet meditation, or throwing an extravagant party. I pick the romantic dinner.
I'm gonna say quiet meditation. I wanna be alone.
I like quiet meditation. That was my second pick.
Wait, which one did you say?
Mine is romantic dinner.
Really? Wait. What's the question? Pick an ideal night at home? Oh, I'm gonna say a movie marathon. I like watching movies. Oh, can I not pick? Guess it's quiet meditation. Okay.
Your perfect night out.
Ooh. Quiet bar, a fashion show, anywhere with friends, painting the town red, dinner, a strange show, let's see, I wanna say anywhere with friends.
That's valid.
What did you pick?
For me, yeah. Actually, no. Dinner and karaoke. And then night.
Really?
Yeah, dinner and karaoke. I like singing.
All right. Well, as of right now, people, we're going to take a little break. And we're going to get into the 6:30 news.
And when we get back, we might have our answers.
Right. See you later.
From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that an audit of the New York State Thruway Authority, announced May 26 by Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, found the state is owed $276.3 million in fees and tolls. Almost half of that money is owed by out-of-state drivers. The audit suggested several ways the state could work to collect the money. Thruway Executive Frank Hoare said the authority, and I quote, will continue to utilize all available tools at our disposal to fairly and effectively collect tolls and violation fees from our customers, end quote. Thruway officials are raising tolls by about 5% on the first day of 2024 and an additional 5% on January 2027. Those increases would be even larger for drivers who do not have E-ZPass. Politically, collecting tolls from out-of-state drivers will be more popular than increasing tolls for everyone. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Brian Hubert reports in the Daily Freeman that WAMC President and CEO and constant on-air presence Alan Chartok said he is retiring from radio and his newspaper columns. The 81-year-old said it was, and I quote, time for a new group of leaders to take the helm, end quote. Stacy Roseberry, WAMC's Director of Operations and Engineering, was named interim CEO by the Executive Committee of the nonprofit's Board of Trustees. Chartok took over WAMC in 1981 when Albany Medical Center handed over the FM signal. Then Chartok grew WAMC from a single station into a 29-station network over seven northeastern states. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Porcupine Soup rounds up a list of all the Memorial Day parades and events in Greene County this weekend. On May 26, Wyndham VFW Post 1545 held Memorial Day services on the front lawn of the Wyndham Ashland Jewett School. On May 28, American Legion Bunt Brewer Post 165 in Tannersville holds its annual Memorial Day parade, meeting at noon at Botini Fuel on Route 23A and ending at Tannersville Village Hall. Most of the events are on Memorial Day, May 29th. With events in Athens, Cairo, Catskill, Coxsackie, Greensville, Lexington, Prattsville, and Durham. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice holiday weekend.
every time the sun comes up, I start feeling worthless. It's easier to say than done. Trying to find my purpose, I should've been with my name. But I can't escape this
Rawr. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. To those of you just tuning in, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, Wavefarm, WGXE, Acre, Catskill,
and Hudson.
And today, we're just doing a bunch of little quizzes, some personality quizzes. The last one we were doing was, which Avenger are you? And we're ready to give our answers.
So,
and if you were playing at home, you can email us your answer
at
Wavefarm.
Or
not at Wavefarm, at ourtownourtruth @gmail.com. One more time. Messed that up a little bit. Ourtownourtruth, R as in, you know, O-U-R, @gmail.com. That being said...
Alright, so are we gonna say it and it will, okay, wait, so
you want,
okay, like what I wanna do is I want you to say how I'm like mine and I'll say how you're like yours.
Alright.
Or how you're not.
Temper.
My temper?
Yeah, Hulk. You got Hulk. That's the bombshell drop.
But like the Hulk is constantly getting angry.
Oh wow, I just thought
I'm constantly just frustrated. What?
This isn't even. Wow, this
are
is.
Are you able to say it on air? Like,
it's just a diss, so I don't want to. But
were you gonna say it's like someone we know?
No, I was gonna say, but the Hulk is smart.
I'm intelligent.
No, I'm just messing around.
Okay, you got the Scarlet Witch. Scarlet Witch has a lot of trauma. She's always. She's. I don't know. I don't see you as like. The Scarlet Witch.
Telekinesis, energy manipulation, and neuroelectric interface.
Okay.
I don't know. I could see that as my power, at least. Even if I'm not the character, that power, I would say, fits me.
What is it called? My description says, struggling to control your anger. You use your intelligence.
I read that right. You use intelligence to make the world a better place. Our intellect, my fault.
Scarlet Witch. So, how am I like mine?
Let's see. What should we play now? Okay, we're gonna look something up.
What the heck?
What?
That question.
Which one?
Scroll up. Are you okay, or la? What? Nah.
Are you la 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 la?
While we're looking for a quiz, are those at home, we could treat you to some music.
Rawr.
Do you think about me every night? Before you go to sleep, I know you must be terrified of what you might see in your dreams, but I'm here for you. I
chest alright. It doesn't matter what you thought of me then, but what you think of me now. We haven't always seen eye to eye, but right now, won't you look at mine? Don't be scared, there's no such thing as fear. When you sleep, just know that I'm here.
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 9.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. And today, we're just doing some personality quizzes. Which blank are you? Which Pokemon are you? Which superhero are you?
Honestly, I don't know.
Can't say that one. But that being said,
as of right now, it is 6:51. We're getting a little bit close to our time, but we will try to rush this little quiz. 3, 2, 1, here we go. What's your morning routine? Okay.
Who do you think you're gonna get before we
Tanjiro.
You think you're gonna get Tanjiro?
What is his name?
Zenitsu? Zenitsu?
You think you're gonna get Zenitsu?
Hopefully.
Zenitsu's the lightning.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see you being Inosuke.
Really?
I think you're gonna get Inosuke.
Listening to uplifted music.
What's your morning ritual?
Listening to
meditating, yeah, and breathing exercises. I actually do that a lot. Which qualities make I thought
loyal and protective.
A good adventure buddy.
If a friend told you about a haunted house at the end of your street,
what would you do next? I would literally just run in that place. I'd be like, yo, ghost, what's up? I'd befriend the ghosts.
Make a plan and get supplies.
SMH, why isn't befriend the ghosts an option?
Nah,
investigate rocks. And find out more.
If good friends told you they were feeling...
I said, between the answers are believe in yourself and your abilities, appreciate the journey, and be patient. Find a mentor and gain wisdom, or take a deep breath and keep moving forward.
Unless you appreciate the journey and be patient.
I said take a deep breath and keep moving forward. Which imaginary world would you choose to explore? A forest of talking trees? A city of flying creatures?
A world of endless sunsets.
Ooh. Oh, wait a minute. Which imaginary world? I don't know, because if you're a city of flying creatures, that means you're going to be able to fly probably. It's some invention. I'm gonna say a city of flying creatures. Which irrational fear did you have as a child?
Oh, monster in my closet.
For me, being swamped. What? Oh, wow, that's dark. Falling asleep forever.
Right?
I was not thinking that as a kid.
That actually was mine. I was pretty wonderful.
What? Which best mantra best describes your scene? Your sense of expression? Look into the unknown. Look for the unknown.
What would you do if you became famous?
They can't hear you, by the way. You're very far.
My apologies. What would you do if you became famous overnight?
get backstage at concerts, donate to charity, go to the best restaurants, or get a brand deal. Go to the best restaurants. I'm having some nice food.
Get backstage.
What would you say if you were summoned by a Ouija board?
Who are you? Yeah.
Now, what do you want?
By the way, it's 685. If you had to dress as another person to complete your mission, who would you be?
A
police officer, a doctor, a nurse, a professor?
A professional chef or an animal wrangler?
A professional chef.
Yeah, you could get passed for that when you're in chef school. An animal wrangler, I guess.
If you were in an unfamiliar city with no phone, what would you do for the afternoon? Explore. Follow your nose and find good restaurants. I'm gonna say D.
And then we got, if you could invent any technology that doesn't exist yet, what would you gonna do? What you gonna invent? An anti-gravity suit, interdimensional travel, a teleportation machine.
Interdimensional travel.
Or time freeze machine. I picked teleportation. Imagine how much time you could save.
What witty remark would you do, you make before slaying a demon, an evil demon, and saving the world?
I would not want to be mean. I would be like Tanker. But out of all these, that's, you're about to be exercised. That's lame. This one's for all the demons I've slain before. That's lame. Your time is up, demon spawn.
Nope.
And then the best one. Hope you're not allergic to silver. That's the one I picked.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that one.
That's a good one. Which figure from history would you like to have a chat with? Juliet, I don't know. I don't want to talk to any of these guys. Joan of Arc, Julius Caesar, Gandhi, Muhammad al-Gandhi, Mary Curie. I don't even know who Mary Curie is. Somebody's going to really get a...
I don't think Gandhi. What do you mean?
Right?
How do you stay motivated?
During intense training. Ooh. Set small goals. Achievable goals. Surround yourself with inspiring people. Reward yourself with treats or visualize the end goal. Reward myself with treats.
Silly sharing.
What? What's the question? You can't just say silly string like that.
Oh, my fault.
No, you're good. You arrived at the dragon's lair with only kid toys as weapons. What would you grab to defeat the beast? Bro, you're dead. You picked silly string. You're dead. Bro, what are you going to do with that? You're going to be a Spider-Man? You're going to go, woo!
Nope, spray it in its eyes. Make a wish list and
toys,
draw.
Toys, swords, silly string, bubble wands, or water balloons. Let's see. I feel like if you were a waterbender guy, bubble wands wouldn't be that.
The final count,
right? I guess that. Well, you're zooming through this.
I'm sorry. I don't want our people to be like, oh. Ooh, a dragon or a griffin or a phoenix, a unicorn. What is a griffin?
A griffin is like a bird, eagle, lizard thingy.
I'm going to say a phoenix. If you could learn any new skill overnight, what would it be? Mystical arts. What's your... Listen to music.
Which skill would you learn overnight? Playing
people who are constantly...
I don't know. I like learning skills slowly. But that
I want
means
endless knowledge.
Everybody at home. You know.
Oh my goodness.
You're looking
I
at
am so sorry.
You're looking at your watches. You're looking at your microwave time. That's chill here at Wave Farm WGXE Clubhouse Radio right now, 90.7 FM. We're just saying bye. We're tuning out. We had a nice fun time doing some personality quizzes.
And we just want to say thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. I hope you have a good day. I hope your grandmas are listening. I hope that your animal's crush is listening. I hope that your crush is listening. I hope that your cat raccoon is listening. And I hope you have a good dog. Ruff, ruff.